Let's go to Jennifer now. She's in Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Hi there, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for calling in today. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I have a question. I have an 18-year-old daughter that I'll just give a quick background. She's never dated. She's been working with a fella for over a year now, and more recently they started hanging out in a group atmosphere. And a couple of days ago he asked her to go out on a date, and she accepted. But when she came home to, her father is away on travel, so she called him last night and told him that she had a date. And my husband's first question is, does he go to church? And my daughter said, no, Dad, but he's not opposed to it, but he didn't grow up like her going to church every Sunday. So my husband has already basically shot it down, and now she is really, I think, upset that he's not even trying to get to know, like, what's this guy about. It's just focused on, does he go to church? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what to do. We don't know how to direct her, I guess.
Well, it makes me sad for her and for your husband, and for the guy who's being judged unfairly. He's not opposed to going to church. He just didn't have the opportunity to grow up in church. And it's, you know, we're called to be the light, right? And so this is an opportunity for your family to minister to him just by being who you are. But if she goes back and says, well, my dad said I can't go on a date with you because you've never gone, you don't go to church, you didn't grow up in church, what is that doing to your ministry as a family?
Yes, I agree. And that's my stance, but I feel like my husband's, he's not here to defend it, but I won't be able to talk to him about it until this evening, but I just feel like he's very quick to basically be prejudgmental, like, well, he didn't go to church, so you don't need to mess with him. Well, like I told my daughter, she could very well be the vessel that leads him to God. Just because he didn't grow up that way doesn't mean he's not open to it.
Exactly.
And I know believers aren't supposed to mix with unbelievers, but am I wrong in thinking that just because he doesn't go to church doesn't mean he's not a believer?
Right. Just because he doesn't go to church doesn't mean he doesn't believe in Jesus. He didn't grow up in church.
Right.
Doesn't mean he couldn't believe in Jesus.
Right.
And, you know, I met my husband, we were 20, and I'd gone to church in summers when I was with my grandmother, but he was a preacher's kid. And last year when my in-laws retired, after 40 years of pastoring, I got to speak because I get to preach every once in a while. And it was an opportunity for me to share with them some of my thoughts. And I realized how scary it must have been for them that I was the woman he chose. I grew up in South Central LA. I grew up surrounded by gang violence. I didn't grow up in a family that went to church every Sunday. We did a lot of things that they did not approve of. And 36 years later, we're still married and have a fabulous family. And so I'm grateful to them for their work in ministry because it ministered to us. Our family is what it is now because of who they are. And so I think he's just limiting the work of the Holy Spirit. It makes me sad because I think he made the wrong call. And it also then puts something between him and his daughter that may change how she trusts him. And so I just think that he should take another look at it, and his fear is of man and not of God, and that he should take another stab at it and ask for a do-over, because she may not enjoy hanging out with this guy after they go on a date. But you slamming the door on it because he didn't grow up in church, it doesn't feel like wisdom to me.
What about the Bible verse that says not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers?
Right, but we're kind of putting the cart in front of the horse. She's not going to marry this guy.
Okay.
This is her first date. No, and this is the thing. You know, teenagers say, give me freedom and I'll show you I'm responsible. And parents are, well, show me you're responsible, we'll give you freedom. But I can see why there's been rigidity and why she's not gone out on a date. She's mm-hmm. just been afraid. But your daughter did a really brave thing. She disclosed to you and she made a call to her dad, even though she already knew his answer. She knew his answer because she's been around her dad for a couple of decades now. And if her dad is controlling and more rigid and, you know, has some high spiritual standards, let me tell you what happens to kids in those homes eventually. They just go underground. They just stop being honest and stop telling you because it's too hard. They don't have their own path to sort through and to make decisions. Yes. And she needs that freedom to show you that she can be responsible with all that you guys have taught her. She's an adult. She's 18. And that rigidity is not healthy for her. She's got to make this her life, her faith. She's got to make choices regarding a future person. I mean, I got a different story than Jackie. I married a man, Connor, who my first husband grew up, he was a long lineage of pastors. Mm. His dad was a pastor. His dad's dad. And he's betrayed me, was a sex addict. So just because they go to church doesn't mean that they're necessarily good quality guys either.
Right.
So giving your daughter the space to sort through who he is and having you guys have to stretch a bit to trust her as she's trying to do this while she's still under her roof is the best thing you can do for her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's where it kind of muddied the water for me is because she is considered an adult. How much say-so, I guess, because she even said to me, she says, Mom, I didn't have to ask. She said, I could have just gone out and done it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And she's letting you know that like she's been trained well and she knows what she wants. I have two daughters and their dad set the bar high. If she has a loving relationship with her dad and he's been a good father, he has set the bar. And so again, there's fear of man, not of God. Do you trust God with your child or don't you? Because you've had 18 years to raise her and teach her how to go out in the world and be safe and make healthy choices. Do you trust that? Do you trust that work or not? Or do you just trust the ideal of someone who grew up in church, which doesn't make them a better person? Please believe that. Mm-hmm. I think we get so disappointed sometimes because there are so many people. I had a call once, I think, where the woman was saying that people were saying she was too naive because she just believed that people who go to church are good people. Mm-hmm. And she just kept getting hurt because, no, people who go to church are broken people.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in today. Hold on the line. We'll send you a copy of Doing Life with Your Adult Children.